Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, radio friends, thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in. And I tell you, we are now getting into the month of December. Had a good Thanksgiving, and me and my family got together, and we ate, we ate all kinds of stuff. Pies and cake. It was wonderful. I tell you, I like ham. Amen. I like ham and rolls and all those. Amen. I better stop talking about all that. Amen. We got to get the Justice family up. They're going to be singing, "I Know What Lies Ahead."
Straight and narrow, but leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and home. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Now while on this road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led, and I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
You look at Exodus chapter number 18 and verse number 1. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and all that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, "I have been an alien in a strange land." And the name of the other was Eliezer. "For the God of my father," he said, "was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh." And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came and with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, "I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to thee, and thy wife, and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how that the Lord delivered them. I like that right there, don't you? How that God, the Lord, delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dwelt proudly, he was above them." And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. As we bow our unworthy heads to the throne of grace this morning, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the text that's laid out before us. I pray, Father, that we would do it justice. I pray, God, that we would intently look at the truths that I believe that you're pointing to us this morning. And I ask you, Father, for every ear in the building that we would be able to listen well and we'd be able to take some things home with us, some things that we need, and Father, some things that we could be encouraged by. And I pray that you'd help us use us, Father, the things that I've not thought about, Lord Jesus, this morning. I pray that you'd bring it readily available to my mind. We do thank you for all you do. Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. I've often wondered where in the scripture that we learn of Zipporah returning to her father. Now the text said that, if you look back in verse number 2, it says, "Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back." Now I thought that was interesting. I thought, well, when in the world, number one was, I mean, throughout the whole time, you go through Egypt, by the time you get to Egypt all the way through, you don't find anything mentioned about Zipporah. But there is a place in chapter number 4. And I've looked, maybe someone you can show me, but where this exactly was that they went back, but we seem to not find it. I want to take just a few moments to show you some things. First of all, Zipporah restored to Moses seems to be a type of Israel being brought back to the Lord. Now, as you know, that many times throughout the scriptures in the Old Testament, we find that Israel, the nation of Israel, is all the time going through ups and downs. They're in and out. I mean, they're close to God, and then they're away from God. And it seems to be all the way throughout the Old Testament. That's almost the way that our Christian life is today. Well, we're hot on God one minute, and we're cold on God the next. We're just in and out and up and down all around. The Bible speaks about the Laodicean church age and how it's neither cold nor hot, but lukewarm. He said, I spew thee out of my mouth. It makes God sick when we're that way. And so I begin to look at this text, and we understand that during the tribulation period that Israel will recognize one of these. Look, they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary, the Messiah, and they're still looking for that Messiah to come. And we understand that throughout the tribulation period, one of these days, whenever they see that abomination of desolation, when they see that the Antichrist sitting on the throne of God, where God should be sitting, when they start seeing those things and that awful worship there, what's going to take place is they're going to realize, wait a minute, we messed up. And it's going to make them sick, and they're going to walk away. And the fact is that there's going to be about 144,000 of us going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ one of these days. But all throughout the Old Testament, we find that the Jew, the children of Israel, all throughout the Old Testament, we find them likened unto the wife of God. Zipporah seems to be a type of the nation of Israel who is a representative of God's wife. Now, she's currently alienated from him, but she's going to be restored to his favor. So I want to show you this morning simply this, that Zipporah, if you'll look back in your text, you'll find it in the Word of God, in the book of Exodus, you'll find where, do you remember when Moses was fleeing from Egypt? He goes, and because he's killed somebody, And he goes to the backside of the desert. He goes to a place called Midian. And when he gets there, he meets a man by the name of Jethro. And Jethro gives Moses his daughter, amen, and to wife. And so we find that on the return back, what you're going to find is this. Y'all remember Moses speaking up there to the burning bush. That burning bush was God speaking through. God was speaking through that burning bush. That's in chapter 3 and 4, I believe. So we see that Zipporah is a type of Israel. But let's notice, secondly, the cause and the occasion of Zipporah's separation from her husband. Why in the world was Zipporah separated from Moses anyhow? I mean, think about it this way. Wouldn't you want to be there when God does all of these things? Wouldn't you want to be side by side with your husband? Wouldn't you want to be, man, I mean, walking hand in hand through all of these different trials? Look, it's one thing for me to have to go through this life alone, but I'll tell you, it's good to have a helpmeet with us, amen? Somebody to walk by our side, amen? So I stopped and thought, why in the world did she go back home anyhow? I mean, have you ever thought about that? I mean, why would she go back home? There's got to be a cause, there's got to be a reason, there's got to be an occasion as to why she went back home in the first place. So after some investigation, go back with me to chapter number 4. I know this is some deep territory. This is, you know, when you're preaching in series, when you preach series messages, a lot of times you get to one of these chapters. Amen. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, when you get, I mean, there's series messages where you can shout, run the aisles, praise God, and jump over the benches. But then there's times where you get in some deep Bible study, amen. And that's where we're at this morning. We're kind of in a place where we're in the text. You've got to really dig in order to find out what it's talking about. Now, I want you to see there in chapter number 4, it's a continuation of chapter number 3 where Moses is speaking to God. So in chapter 4, Moses is speaking to the Lord out of the burning bush. But then after he leaves that burning bush, we get down there. I think it's verse number, look at verse number 18 with me. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren, which is in Egypt, and see whether they be alive, yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. And he said unto Moses in Midian, go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. So Moses was fleeing for his life there in Midian. But now he's getting the return orders from God and his father-in-law to go back to Egypt, all right? And we get over there and we get, look at verse number 20. Now you underline this verse number 20, this word all is right here. Look at right here. It says, and Moses took his wife and his sons, plural, y'all see that? And set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And these few, the next few verses, they seem to speak of the mission that God wants to accomplish while sending Moses back to Egypt. Verse 21 says this, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. We saw that take place in chapter number 12, amen. Pharaoh hardened his heart. He would not let the people go. And so death passed through the land. And guess what? God sent death, the angel through there. And anybody that didn't have the blood on the doorpost died that very night. Amen. And we saw the firstborn of Pharaoh die in chapter number 12.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.